Now, perhaps you've seen the TV commercials or heard the radio ads both for and against the proposed sugary drinks tax in Philadelphia. Now, all this effort is really aimed at just 17 individuals, the members of city council who must vote on the tax. And as that vote approaches, WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that the battle is moving from the airwaves to the streets.
On a hot afternoon, Abu Edwards, a professional field organizer, is out canvassing in South Philadelphia. He's being paid by the Philadelphia Parks Alliance, one of the groups that support Mayor Jim Kenney's proposed tax on soda and other sugary drinks. Edwards approaches Elton Thorpe as he's getting ready to cross the street.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Just want to give you some information. Are you familiar with the soda tax that's going on in Philly?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about it?
I don't feel too good about it. I don't drink a lot of soda.
Okay, you think the money is going to the right causes?
I don't even know where the money is going.
So, Mayor
Edwards explains the revenue from the tax would go toward expanding pre-K and fixing up the city's aging parks, rec centers, and libraries. Thorpe seems interested, so Edwards presses him to call his councilman, Kenyatta Johnson.
People will say, listen, where are you at in this issue? And, you know, our kids deserve to be first.
After the two men part ways, I ask Thorpe what he thinks about the tax now.
If they're taking that kind of money out of our community from our stores and putting it in something that's positive, I will go with it. But if it goes somewhere where, you know, it's not needed, then that'd be that.
Are you actually going to call Kenyatta Johnson's office?
Yes, I am. I'm a very good friend of his, and I will definitely give him a call.
You want individual city council people to be contacted by their constituents.
Larry Seisler runs the public relations firm that's working for the American Beverage Association to fight the tax. Seisler is also a veteran political consultant and says in many ways it's similar to running a political campaign, except it's not about getting the public to vote.
It's about 17 members of city council. So at least in our case, what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate and persuade the public in the hopes that they will talk to and contact their city council members, and also city council members, you know, get to hear our arguments also.
To that end, both sides are employing similar tactics: canvassing, mailers, posts on social media, robocalls, and live phone banks. And then there are some unique methods. Recently, some preschool providers who support the tax sent children's drawings to council members, while the group opposed delivered gift baskets filled with items that would be taxed, such as vitamin water and bottled Starbucks Frappuccinos. Both sides have hired professional organizers to mobilize people like Adam Hsu, president of the Asian American Licensed Beverage Association of Philadelphia. Hsu's helping the cause by getting the roughly 230 restaurants and corner delis he represents to put up anti-tax posters and talk to their customers.
Of course, nobody is willing to pay more for the same product. So we got thousands of petition signatures from the customers, from the store owners, and the organizations, and we pass down to all the city councils.
So is any of this sinking in with council members?
Councilman Cole's office. Okay, and what is your position on it? Oh, you're pro? Okay, great. And what is your zip code?
Marie Barron does constituent services for Councilman Mark Squilla. She says these days the phone rings almost nonstop, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. As a council vote approaches, it's clear there's one big difference between this battle and a political campaign. It can end in a compromise. Last week, Council President Daryl Clark sent a memo to members outlining alternatives to Mayor Kenney's proposal for a 3 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks. None of them include a levy higher than 1.5 cents per ounce. Some include taxing diet drinks, too. Councilman Bill Greenlee, whose office is also getting flooded with calls, letters, and petitions, couldn't say exactly what will happen, but...
I think we're going to do something. Now, I'm not ready to say what that something might be, but I think we're going to do something, yes.
In other words, while the ground war continues, the real action will be happening behind closed doors in City Hall. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.